The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Richmond, I'm Kim Strother. Hanover voters struck down a referendum to elect the county school board on Election Day, paving the way for the board to uphold its more divisive policies. VPM News reporter Lyndon German has more.
Over 23,000 Hanover voters sided against electing its school board members, disappointing residents like Bertel Binyard of the Chickahominy District. Binyard is a volunteer with the Hanover Citizens for an Elected School Board who spoke to Hanover's appointed board at a recent meeting.
While it is disappointing that it failed, we are very proud of our nonpartisan unity we created through our efforts, and we have no plans of going anywhere.
Since the referendum's defeat, the grassroots group has remained steadfast in its commitment to bring transparency and accountability, despite the school board's recent decision to remove an additional 75 books from library shelves. Time will tell whether the coalition of parents can influence the school board's controversial decision-making. Lyndon German, VPM News.
The Virginia Department of Motor Vehicles has paused work zones and lifted lane closures in the Commonwealth for Thanksgiving holiday travel. According to WWBT, all closures and temporary work zones on interstates and major roads have been paused until Monday. Some permanent work zones will still be in place. Based on VDOT data, the most congestion this weekend will be Sunday. Firefighters working to contain the Matt's Creek wildfire in Bedford County got some help from Mother Nature on Tuesday. The U.S. Forest Service said about 1.1 billion gallons of rain fell across the 11,000-acre fire. Blue Ridge Parkway is now open in full, though officials ask motorists to drive carefully due to debris. Several walking trails remain closed. Firefighters will continue monitoring for hot spots and damaged trees near trails and roads. They don't expect the fire to continue spreading. New research at William & Mary shows indigenous tribes from as far as Canada attended the college's colonial-era residential school. Researcher and professor Danielle Moretti-Langholtz says it shows how useful the Brafferton School was for Native American tribes and colonists.
Again, it's a colonial school, but it's a different story where Native tribes see some benefit to having their own people, their young people, serve as interpreters, explain the culture. They'll also understand the culture and the rules of the other group and just amplify their own voices.
The findings at William & Mary are a far cry from stories that have emerged about Indian residential schools from the 1900s. Those later schools became known for abuse and, in some cases, murder of Indigenous children. A Northern Neck brewery has been chosen to carry on the legacy of a beloved Richmond beer. Richmond BizSense reports that Kaleo Brewing now owns the rights and recipe to Isley Brewing Company's Choosy Mother Peanut Butter Porter. The beloved porter might have a new home, but the name, recipe, and iconic pink label will remain the same, just with the new brewery's name on it. Kaleo Brewing has plans to make the beer available throughout the Commonwealth, including in Richmond. After 2 years of surveys, outreach, and data mining, Richmond has an action plan to start fixing major and minor issues with the city's transportation infrastructure. Here's Dirana Moore-Clark, one of the project's administrators, speaking at a Housing and Transportation Committee meeting Tuesday.
We took all of these existing things and said, really, how can we put this together while we have an equity lens on, but also at the same time focusing on being strategic about the investments that we make to improve our transportation network?
Called Richmond Connects, the plan breaks down the fixes into high-priority projects such as adding sidewalks to high-priority strategies such as closing Carytown to cars. The plan still needs to be approved by the Planning Commission and City Council. The public can weigh in on the plan at rvaconnects.com through December 5th. Before we sign off, a note. The VPM Daily Newscast will be on holiday until Tuesday, November 28th. This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
Some of these stories may have changed since the newscast was recorded. You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM.
There are so many issues playing out in RVA. I mean, pretty much anyone will tell you.
There's definitely a lot of poverty.
Finding affordable housing.
Traffic, public transportation.
Climate change and heat islands.
Trying to find childcare in Richmond area.
I'm Rich Marr, host of a new VPM podcast called RVA's Got Issues. Listen to the podcast starting May 22nd.
Do you have issues with RVA?
Haven't found out yet.
Okay, good.